Is it spring yet? With more sunshine and more rain and also longer daylight, there are no more freezing nights, hopefully. And today is the first day of April. I'm so looking forward to month of April. I finally can bring my tomato seedlings outside for more warm sunlight. And I'm always looking forward to April because it excites me to get outside more and to be more active. It invigorates my creativity, ideas, my planning, and also it encourages me to stay active in implementing my ongoing strategies. And if you have missed New Year's resolution season for your plans, my friend, now is the perfect time to get yourself together. Get your notepad, pour your ideas out of your mind, get organized, and create the plan. Hi, beautiful! In this episode, I want to discuss practical steps on how to build your cash flow systems so you can start paying your debt and staying out of it. Welcome to episode number 32 on the Simple Money Systems podcast. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. I know you've been swirling around, stuck on how to gain control over your cash flow. You have basic ideas. You feel like, well, you're way too multifaceted to sit down and look at your financials, and you just keep hitting this wall. You are so stuck. Look, simple budgeting is a 4-week framework that takes you through 4 steps to get you on the financial track with your own custom build budget. You're just going to simply go through this method and you're going to get clarity. You're going to know exactly how much money you're making and where your money is going. You're going to be able to create a spending plan. By week 3, you will know exactly what your budget is. If you are so done wasting your time being confused about what spending to tackle first, a simple budget framework is your answer. So right now, go to the show notes below this episode and book a 15-minute call to chat about how working together could be the right fit. In the previous episode, I talked about cash flow. Feel free to revisit and listen to it at the link in the show notes of this episode. Nowadays, with the rapidly increasing cost of living, it gets much harder to come up with extra cash to afford things and activities that we used to enjoy a few years earlier. And it affects the lifestyle that we live And if not careful with our money, it's so easy to fall prey to the unaffordable anymore lifestyle. Have you noticed that you need to stretch your paycheck just to get by the month's end to meet your family's essential needs? We are talking about how to afford very needed essential needs. I encourage everyone, especially my dear, exceptional, precious moms who raise a child with special needs. Like nobody else, the rising prices on everything affect well-being of our loved ones. I want you to take a few notes of nuggets that I have here that you can implement in your day right now. The first I want to talk about is the importance of having the bill pay system in place. To maintain our daily normal life, we have to pay for rent or mortgage, utilities, insurance bills, and phone bills. These bills must be paid and paid on time to have uninterrupted services. A bill pay system will help you stay organized to ensure your bills are paid on time. Late payments always bring negative consequences such as late fees, penalties, and damage to your credit score. By keeping track of your bills and ensuring they're paid on time, you can maintain financial stability and avoid financial stress. This will help you avoid falling behind on payments and getting into debt. A bill pay system allows you to budget effectively by allocating funds for bills and other expenses. It helps you to plan and manage your cash flow more efficiently. Organizing and automating bill payment systems will save you time and effort, so you don't have to worry about remembering multiple due dates or manually processing payments each month. And if you still mail your bill payments, friend, the regular post stamp now costs 68 cents, rising rapidly, soon to be a dollar. So my second tip I want to share with you is to have your purchasing system in place. The first one was our bill pay system, and this one is purchasing system. How do you make your purchases for things like gas, household items, medications, groceries? Why it is important to have an effective purchasing system for your home? Well, you might think that it's only relevant for organizations or big companies. And yes, companies typically have separate purchasing departments handling it. A structured family purchasing system can help manage your household finances more effectively, whereby tracking expenses and budgeting purchases, you can prioritize spending and avoid impulse buying and also overspending. This can result in significant cost savings over time, allowing you to stretch your budget further. In Simple Money Academy, my students learn how to create a functional purchasing system to help them plan for emergencies by ensuring that they have essential and special needs supplies and resources on hand. A carefully designed purchasing system allows you to make informed spending decisions that align with your needs, priorities, and budget. My tip number three is to have your weekly grocery shopping planning system available. One of the greatest purchases that we make is grocery shopping. How do you know what you need to buy, when, where, and how often. Are you tired of cleaning your fridge with stale food? And then, when you throw away that expired food that you purchased who knows when, just to realize you wasted your money. Well, let's get back to our grocery shopping list. In my family, to eliminate waste of precious food and money, I typically plan meals 1 week ahead, creating a shopping list and scheduling my shopping day. By planning your purchases and sticking to a list, you are less likely to buy items on a whim. It also minimizes your shopping trips, meaning less opportunity for impulse purchases and reduced transportation costs. Another advantage of having a grocery list is that it helps you stay within your budget by providing a clear plan for your shopping trip. By knowing exactly what you need to buy and how much you can afford to spend, you are less likely to overspend. Using a grocery list is a simple yet effective way to save money on your grocery shopping. Another valuable tip is to have a debt repayment system. If you have more than one credit card, mortgage, car loan, or any other loan, you may need to concentrate your energy on creating a debt repayment plan. This is your roadmap to your financial independence, and it can help to save you money in many ways, like interest costs. By systematically paying off your debts, you'll reduce the amount of interest that you owe over time. And paying down high interest debts first can save you significant money in interest charges. Consistently making on-time payments and reducing your overall debt balances can improve your credit score. It is important to qualify you for better interest rates on loans, saving you more money on future borrowing if needed. As you pay off debts, you have more disposable income available each month. This extra cash flow can be used to cover special needs expenses, build savings, or invest for the future, which leads to the ultimate improvement of your financial stability. Feel free to check my website at dianagalas.com for a structured debt repayment system that will help you break free from the cycle of borrowing and repayment by systematically paying down debts and avoiding additional borrowing. And friends, today's my last tip is to implement your strategy. If we will create all beautiful systems and if we will just keep it sitting there, nothing will happen. And now, when you know the steps to take to build your cash flow systems, start living it right now, today. This simple yet valuable steps provide peace of mind, empowering you to take control of your finances right now and in the future. Financial stress is a significant source of anxiety for many people. And having savings in place provides peace of mind and reduced stress, knowing that you have a financial cushion to fall back on in times of need. My friend, life is unpredictable and unexpected expenses can arise at any time. Having a money-saving system in place ensures that you are prepared for emergencies such as medical bills, car repairs, special needs, or job loss. The Simple Money Systems coaching will set you on a path toward long-term financial success and provide a solid foundation for building your wealth and security within just 15 minutes a day. I invite you to check my website at dianagallas.com for more information on available coaching times. And now let's recap the five steps that I just covered on how to build your cash flow systems to pay off the debt faster. Number one, create a bill pay system. Number two, build your family purchasing system. Number three, have in place a grocery shopping planning system. Number four, create a debt repayment system. And number five, implement your systems. My friend, I am so glad you joined me today at Simple Money Systems Podcast. Do you know that you can implement these tips right now? Don't wait for better times and change your daily life for the better now. My goal is to simplify your life, to save your precious time and hard-earned money. Join the Simple Money Systems Facebook group to share your thoughts and any questions you might have for support and accountability. I would love to hear from you. Become an insider by signing up to my weekly email with new episodes, tips and tricks on budgeting and new offers. Check the show notes right below the episode for links on how to connect with me. My friend, lead your day with confidence, peace of mind, and a grateful heart. Give yourself grace, adjust as you go, and stay committed, first to yourself and then to your family. And if you find here some tips and useful ideas helping you in any way, or if you feel stretched or challenged, can I ask you a favor? Please leave a 5-star review on the Simple Money Systems Apple Podcast. Just scroll down a few episodes for the review section. I am thrilled to know that this episode contributed to your simple cash building systems. I am looking forward to our next time together on Money Talk Tips at Simple Money Systems with Diana Gallas. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Diana Gallas.